This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Tower and this is ATIS, your aviation news briefing. We've got a full board today. Boeing is back in the headlines for the right reasons for a change. A major European aviation show just got pulled off the calendar, and we're going to talk about why the world's biggest military cargo plane flew for decades without a glass cockpit. Let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. Boeing delivered 143 commercial aircraft in the first quarter of 2026, and for the first time since the 737 MAX crisis, Boeing actually outdelivered Airbus in a quarter. That is not a sentence many people expected to read anytime soon. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, back to Boeing. The bulk of those deliveries came from the 737 line, which has been ramping back up steadily. Airbus, meanwhile, was dealing with supply chain constraints on their side, particularly around engine availability. So this isn't just a Boeing success story, it's also an Airbus supply story. Context matters. Why should you care if you're flying a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee and not sitting in an airline boardroom? Because Boeing's production health ripples through the entire aviation supply chain. When Boeing is humming, their suppliers are humming. Parts vendors, avionics manufacturers, even the training pipeline for mechanics and pilots. A healthy Boeing means a healthier aviation ecosystem from top to bottom. And if you're a pilot looking at the airline hiring picture, a strong delivery pace means airlines are taking airplanes and they need people to fly them. That pipeline stays open. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. Boeing is still under intense regulatory scrutiny. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has kept a close eye on quality control coming out of Renton and Everett. One good quarter does not erase the work that still needs to happen, but it is a step, and steps in the right direction deserve to be acknowledged. All right, shifting gears. If you had plans to attend EBACE 2026 in Geneva, cancel your hotel. The European Business Aviation Association has pulled the plug on their annual European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition less than 2 months before it was supposed to happen. AOPA is reporting this one. Now, EBACE is the biggest business aviation show in Europe. Think of it as the European equivalent of the National Business Aviation Association convention here in the States. For it to get canceled this close to the event is unusual, and it raises questions. Was it attendance numbers? Exhibitor pullback? Logistics? The association hasn't laid out all the details, but the timing alone tells you this wasn't a decision made lightly. This affects you if you're in the business aviation world, obviously. But even for general aviation pilots, it's worth watching. Business aviation trade shows are where manufacturers announce new models, new avionics, new services. When those events go away, even temporarily, it changes how information flows through the industry. Keep an eye on whether NBAA or other shows see any ripple effects from this. Now for something a little different. Let's talk about the C5 Galaxy. Simple Flying put out a piece asking a great question: why didn't the world's largest military cargo aircraft have a glass cockpit for decades? If you've ever seen a C-5 up close, you know it's enormous. It can swallow helicopters and tanks whole. Lockheed first flew it back in 1968, and for most of its service life, the flight deck looked like it was frozen in time. Steam gauges everywhere, round dials stacked floor to ceiling, the kind of cockpit that required a flight engineer just to manage the systems. The reason comes down to military priorities. When the Air Force spends money on upgrades, the avionics panel isn't always at the top of the list. Structural life extensions, engine reliability, cargo systems. Those take priority when the airframe has to last 50 or 60 years. A glass cockpit is nice, but it doesn't help you haul 70 tons of equipment to a forward operating base. Eventually, the Air Force did modernize the fleet with the C5 mic upgrade. That brought in digital displays, modern flight management systems, and reduced the crew requirement, but it took decades to get there. There's a lesson in that for general aviation, too. We see it in our own hangars. Guys flying behind original six-pack gauges from the 1970s because the airplane works and the cost of a full panel upgrade doesn't always pencil out. If the United States Air Force can fly a strategic airlifter with steam gauges for 40 years, maybe your original attitude indicator isn't as urgent a swap as the avionics shop suggests. Or maybe it is. That's between you and your maintenance budget. Couple of quick notes before we wrap. United Airlines is rolling out their new Polaris Studio product on long-haul routes. It's their top-tier business class seat, and the early pricing analysis suggests it'll come at a premium. If you're an airline pilot watching the product side of the house, this is United betting big on premium revenue. That's good news for the people up front in more ways than one. And finally, Simple Flying took a look inside John Travolta's private jet. The man has been one of aviation's most visible ambassadors for decades. He's type-rated in the 747, he's flown a 707 off his own property in Florida. Say what you will about celebrity, but Travolta puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to flying. The man is a pilot. All right, that's our board for today. Sources for this broadcast include AOPA, Simple Flying, and AeroTime. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by people who love aviation. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay current, stay proficient, and fly the airplane first. Everything else is secondary. Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.